This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Republican voters in Alabama will get the chance to do it all over again. No candidate cracked 50% in yesterday's primary for the Republican nomination for Senate, so that contest is headed to a runoff. It's between former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville and former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Meanwhile, Alabama Democrats gave a boost to former Vice President Joe Biden in his quest to win the Democratic nomination for president. He finished far ahead of all other competitors. We talk about the results with Lori Owens. She's a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. Lori, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, the Republican race for Senate had been considered a three-way contest between Sessions, Tuberville, and Congressman Bradley Byrne. The fact that Sessions and Tuberville made the cut, how do you read those results?
We all know that part of this business is name identification, and Sessions certainly had it from all of his years being in the U.S. Senate and being Attorney General of the state of Alabama. Tuberville had it because of the notoriety of being a football coach. Bradley Byrne was known in his area in the state and tried to break through and obtain more name identification statewide, but it was just difficult for him to do.
Well, how do you think this competition may change now that we're down to just two candidates?
You saw part of it in the primary, but this race is about to get very nasty. And Tuberville is about to undergo some scrutiny that he has never seen before. And he is running as a political newcomer, so I'm not sure how prepared for that scrutiny that he's going to be. Sessions has a record that he's going to point to of being a conservative in the U.S. Senate, of supporting President Trump. And so in that respect, Sessions would have an advantage there. But this race is going to be very intense. We also do not know what the Trump factor might be. Is Trump going to intervene in this race and make an endorsement in the runoff? Or is he going to stay out of it, which is what he did in the primary?
Well, the winner will face Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones in the fall. And, of course, he faces a very steep uphill climb given Alabama's political leanings. But does either candidate give him a better shot than the other?
It sort of depends on the mood of the voters. If you go back to our record and experience and discussion of these public policy issues, and the advantage would go to Jeff Sessions. Might the voters be more interested, though, in Tuberville, who's viewed as an outsider, and, you know, he can, you know, chant, you know, I'm going to help drain the swamp, you know, send somebody that's not a career politician to Washington and turn me loose and let me do that. So we're not exactly sure what the mood of the voters might be come November.
I just want to spend a moment on the other side of the aisle. On the Democratic side, former Vice President Joe Biden won the Alabama primary for president in convincing fashion, far ahead of any other competitors. How surprising was that to you?
Not really. There's a history there with Joe Biden in Alabama, with him, you know, being, you know, on the VP ticket. You know, he's a name that people recognize. He's a face that people recognize. Of course, Doug Jones had endorsed him, that, you know, there being a personal relationship there. So it really wasn't surprising that Biden not only won Alabama, but he swept those southern states, especially after we saw how he did in South Carolina on Saturday. That was an indicator as to how Biden was going to do throughout the South.
Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg spent a ton of money on ads in Alabama, but only finished third. Does that tell you anything?
Well, it tells me that his money could have been better spent somewhere else or doing something else. Probably some people saw Bloomberg entering the race late as they kind of resented that. They may see it as Bloomberg trying to buy the election. Trump obviously is a very wealthy man, but it wasn't the wealth that got Trump the nomination. He had a groundswell of support. That's not how Bloomberg is seen, and when I saw he got an icy response when he was speaking at the church in Selma over the weekend, you know, that was an indicator as to what the black vote might be. And, you know, Bloomberg has some issues related to his stop and frisk policy and others. So he just was not seen as being a sincere candidate, I think, in many respects.
Lori Owens is a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. Lori, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.